Cyclone deaths could reach 10,000 in Myanmar. The global food crisis is made worse by hoarding, a ministry responds, and two newly translated books of the Bible will debut in Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Early estimates say that more than 4,000 people are dead. Some are comparing the cyclone that struck Myanmar Saturday to the 2004 tsunami. Gospel for Asia was not spared, says KP Yohanan.
News came this afternoon that our major Bible college in Rangoon was destroyed, in the sense the upper portion of the building roof and the upper floor was completely ruined.
No lives were lost there, but they're still awaiting news from their churches. Seeking shelter and food, even hardline Buddhists are coming to what's left of the Christian campus.
I'm certain throughout Burma, as our believers and missionaries go about helping the people and praying for them, this definitely is going to open the door, just like the days of tsunami, for people to understand the love of Christ.
With resources stretched thin around the world, your help is needed. Meanwhile, the global food crisis is thought to be the worst in nearly a half century. In a bid to prevent smuggling of main staples, several countries have closed their borders to exports. Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says it's a form of hoarding food.
It means that people who really need the food, particularly those countries which are food deficit, as we call that, they have to import food, will not have an opportunity to do so. It means that it's tough to get your supplies. It has certainly driven up the prices. We are paying just about double for what we used to pay for maize.
Pray for the team serving Christ through CRWRC that they would continue to be able to address the physical and spiritual needs.
One wants to serve the Lord, and when you then see Satan move in the opposite direction, then that needs lots of prayer. Some would even conceive it as a spiritual battle.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In the United States, 35 counties in the state of Arkansas have been declared federal disasters in the wake of massive flooding. For these residents, it's a second natural disaster in a matter of months. A city team disaster response crew is in Baxter County at the flood zone, helping families survive this devastating disaster. The ministry's raising funds to aid in the restoration of damaged homes in Baxter County. They're also recruiting teams to act as the hands and feet of Christ in the community during the cleanup effort. Next, progress is being made on an SIM international translation project in Guinea for the Maninka people. Maninka translators checked four books. They were enthralled. One even came back later asking for his own copy. The Book of Exodus was approved and soon will be released to the public, with Jonah following soon after. The Maninka are predominantly Muslim but are open to talking about spiritual things. Pray the new translations will build a strong foundation that draws many to Christ. And apathy is the best way to describe the attitudes of many Christians in the United States as it relates to missions. Mission organizations may be responsible. The Mission Society's Dick McLean says mission agencies kind of cherry-pick the local church.
We'd go in with our handout and in one way or another say, if you'll give us your best people and your money, we'll go do the job. You don't really find our mission agency in the concordance of your Bible, but you do find that local church there. And what we realized was that it was their mission primarily, not ours.
That's why the Mission Society has become a resource to the local church, helping them accomplish their call to global outreach. But they're also sending people abroad. McLean says,
we have missionaries in about 30 countries around the world doing a variety of ministries. We've got folks in Central and South America, several countries in Africa, in Asia, the Far East, so we're pretty spread out.
More information about their resources is available at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.